We're here at the last stop on the CTIC Conservation in Action Tour. With me is Lana Pollock, who was with the International Joint Commission. And tell me what the International Joint Commission is, Lana.
The International Joint Commission, affectionately known as the IJC, is a six-member commission that was U.S.-Canada, established under a U.S.-Canadian treaty that goes back to 1909. And the commission was established to help the countries avoid and resolve disputes with water. And that's in the West, it's like water allocation problems where there's competition for the water in some dry areas when agriculture and irrigation puts a lot of demands and stress on those limited waters. Here in the Great Lakes, it's a set of different issues, but everywhere we share waters with Canada is an area that we, the Commission, are interested in helping to protect and to, again, avoid disputes. We protect it for agricultural purposes, for hydropower purposes, for navigation purposes, and also for environmental purposes.
Well, let's talk about agriculture specifically. What are some of the things that the Commission looks at and considers regarding agricultural use of the waters that we share with Canada?
Well, if you go back to the early 70s, the late 60s, of course, the lakes, the Great Lakes, were in very bad shape. And it was determined that there were many causes of that, only one of which were ag practices, which had a lot of runoff and nutrient loading of the Great Lakes, and particularly, of course, Lake Erie is sensitive because it's the shallowest, and there's some intense farming that goes on it. So the IJC was instrumental, along with many others, in seeing some of the reforms in both practices and investments that made a difference in the Great Lakes. And we saw Lake Erie really, really improve everything. It was a real success story. But since the mid to late 90s, we're starting to see some backsliding, more algal blooms, more days that the beaches are closed. And we then have an obligation to look at what are the causes of this, because those are shared waters.
Now, you said that really you have no authority to actually do anything or make anybody do anything, right?
That's true when it comes to water quality. When it comes to water quantity allocation and the movement of water, we do have some authority. That is to say, on issues that relate to diversion of water and water levels. But the issue before us today is really not one of water allocation. It is one of water quality. And why is Lake Erie so stressed again that we're seeing these algal blooms that are impacting recreation and probably health as well?
Why did you think this was an important event for you to attend personally?
Because I understood it to be, and indeed it turned out to be, a tour of with producers who are implementing best management practices. And, you know, it's the people who do it day in, day out, year in, year out, season in, season out. They know what works. They know what hasn't worked for them. And I think it's learning from the people who do it is often the best way. As well, of course, we've had some very good presentations and a lot of I can see a lot of cooperation with the producers and with the academics, both at the universities and various government agencies. People that we listen to today seem to be working together very well, collaboratively, to try and figure out what does work, what is practical, what doesn't work. And insofar as we at the IJC can have better understandings of those things, those will form the basis of our advice to governments. We advise governments, as we say, we don't order governments what to do, but we advise governments. Very often they listen to us. We want to get it right. We want to make a difference. And most of all, we really want to see the success that we knew in the early 80s with Lake Erie be the success that we see in the coming years again.
Thank you very much. Here at the CTIC Conservation in Action Tour, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.